It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Steve Henn in for John Moe. Last night, the water main leading into my house burst. There was this huge bulging bubble of water pushing up the sod on my front lawn. And that was bad, but it would have been a whole lot worse if I ran a nuclear power plant. Jeff Don's a national writer at the Associated Press. He says many of the nuclear power plants around the country are just about the same age as my post-war ranch house.
A lot of the reactors are 20, 30 years old, up to just over 40 years old, actually. And like equipment on your car in many cases, and the nuclear plants aren't that different in some ways. The nuclear plants rust and they corrode and gunk builds up, and parts that are subjected to radiation turn brittle. And so this has been a continuing problem as these nuclear plants have gotten older.
Industry documents say there are lots of pipes buried underground. Some carry hot radioactive water that's been used to cool the nuclear reactors.
The industry really acknowledges openly in these internal documents that we can't really fully inspect all this underground equipment and piping. The only reliable way, they acknowledge, of really knowing what's going on is actually looking at it. And you can imagine how practical it is to look at the miles of piping and other equipment that run underneath nuclear power plants. It's really impractical. So it's really a problem.
A team at MIT has a possible solution. Ian Rust and Ani Mazumdar helped build tiny robots tough enough to swim through radioactive wastewater.
We drop in this small spherical robot that has no wired connection to the operator. And this robot is able to swim around in the pipes and look at various inspection items.
And is it also less likely to get stuck? I mean, imagine getting a little robot stuck in the cooling system of a plant would shut the plant down.
Yeah, so that's actually a really excellent point that we don't want this robot to get stuck. So the spherical shape definitely helps us prevent it from getting stuck inside these piped structures in which you have sometimes curves in the pipes, you have sensors sticking out. And another innovation that we're working on is we're trying to eliminate any outside appendages. So we don't want things like fins and external propellers. And therefore, one of the new innovations in our design is that we're having a lot of the propulsion components internal.
Ian, Ani, and the rest of the MIT team hope their bots will make nuclear power plants safer. But they could have hundreds of other uses. Maybe one could even get the water working again at my house. Bummed out by bogus online reviews, there's new software in the works that identifies fake consumer reviews online. Mile Ott, a grad student at Cornell, helped create it.
So a few of the things we picked up on, rather our algorithms picked up on, are that, for example, these deceptive reviews often focus more on aspects of like their family or why they were visiting the area, whereas the truthful reviews focus more on these very concrete spatial details. One of the other things we found, it turned out that knowing just the parts of speech people used in the fake and real reviews, we were able to figure out whether people were lying with just over 70% accuracy.
Humans, by the way, are horrible at spotting fakes. Mere mortals would do almost as well, just flipping a coin. You can see for yourself at marketplacetech.org. You can also sign up for our daily memo there. What you need to know about tech delivered straight to your inbox. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.